大家好，今天正道的经文是约翰福音21:15-17。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。感谢神的话语。
John 21:15-17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
今天为我们正道的讲员是来自墨尔本神学院的院牧张耿华牧师，有请张牧师。
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hello, everybody.
感谢主，让我们能够在这边敬拜主。
Thank the Lord that we can gather together and worship Him.
今天是第一次来到贵教会。
This is my first time at this church.
但是看到有好几个是熟悉的面孔。
But I see a lot of familiar faces.
但是不论如何，我们一起敬拜主的话，就是可以用我们的心来感谢我们的主。
We can gather our hearts together to thank and worship our Lord.
瑞士有一位神学家。
There is a theological theologian.
他叫卡巴特。
His name is Karl Barth.
他在70岁退休的时候，有记者来问他。
When he retired at 7 years old, a reporter came to ask him.
世界上最伟大的真理是什么
？What is the most important truth in the world?
他想一想之后，很慎重的回答。
When he thought about this, he replied,
就是那一句话说，耶稣爱我，我知道，因有圣经告诉我。
Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so.
我想这个，他讲的这句话，有一些人都会唱这样的歌。
I believe that what he said, a lot of people have sung before.
因为这是很著名的一首歌。
Because this is a very famous song.
就是说耶稣爱我万不错，因有圣经告诉我，然后到副歌的时候就是一直重复同样的那句话。
This goes, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me, so repeats again in the chorus.
如果你会唱的话，我们一起唱副歌的这句话。
If you know this song, then we can let's sing this song together.
主耶稣爱我，主耶稣爱我，主耶稣爱我，有圣经告诉我。弟兄姐妹，是的，主耶稣爱你，爱我。
Brothers and sisters, yes, Jesus Christ loves you and loves me.
但是要问的是，你爱主吗？
But the question to ask is, do you love God?
假使今天主耶稣来问你说，你爱我吗？你会怎么回答？
If Christ came to you today and asked you, do you love me? How will you reply?
你会在那边踌躇半天，当然想半天，然后才勉勉强强的说出话。
Will you be sadly and be a bit hesitant and then after a while reply because you have to?
啊，说是什么话？只是一个
Just say, yeah.
骨子里面却是爱，我才不拿。他的心里面就爱，我才不要。
In his heart says, oh, I don't want love.
或者回答的时候啊，你说的话带着保留。
Or when you say something that it has some meaning behind it.
欲言又止的说好吧。
And then you say that yes, okay.
其实心里想的是说爱也许吧。
But in your heart you say that oh yeah, okay, love.
或者你可以信心十足的啊，心甘情愿的说。
Or you can say happily and with and faithfully.
爱，我愿意。
Is that love? Yes, I am willing.
今天借着这段经文，就是要来看看爱，我愿意。
Through this Bible verse, we want to have the answer that yes, love, I am willing.
刚刚所读的圣经是在圣经里面一个很重要的一段对话。
The Bible passage that we just read was a very important conversation.
耶稣跟彼得之间的对话。
It was a conversation between Jesus and Peter.
从你爱我吗？一直谈到最后是爱主更深。
It was from Do you love me? To Yes, I love Christ deeply.
首先，我们来看的。爱主的人，他是一个新造的人。
Firstly, we talk about what type of person loves Christ.
刚刚的经文，不知道你有没有注意到耶稣他三次问彼得说你爱我吗的时候。
We don't know if you noticed, but when Jesus Christ asked Peter if he loved him three times.
他怎么叫彼得？叫他的名字是怎么叫的
？How did he call on to Peter?
他没有叫他彼得。
He didn't call him Peter.
他叫他说，约翰的儿子西门。
He called him Simon, son of John.
因为当时彼得的表现根本跟彼得这个两个字不符合。
Because this doesn't correlate with the name Peter.
彼得是主耶稣给他起的新的名字。
Peter is a name that Jesus gave to him.
这个彼得的意思是石头或者说磐石。
The name Peter means stone or cornerstone.
要透过彼得作为一个基石去见证福音。
That through Peter that the gospel may be preached.
建立教会。
And the church may be built.
但是那时候的彼得却是一个愚人。西门捕鱼的人。
But at that time, his person wasn't Peter, but Simon.
他还带着另外六个同工。
He took six other of the disciples.
就是耶稣的门徒。当时耶稣的门徒有几位？
At that time, how many disciples did Christ have?
有几位？十一。
11 disciples.
已经没有犹大了。
Because Judah wasn't there anymore.
十一位门徒当中。连彼得在内，七个人跑去抓鱼了。
So amongst the 11 disciples, seven of them, including Peter, went back to fishing.
彼得就是回到他的老本行，回到他的就业去了。
Peter went back to his old life, back to fishing.
这个地方，他们捕鱼的地方是三年多前耶稣呼召。他们来跟随耶稣的地方。
They went back to the place where Jesus called them first to follow him.
这个时候他们开倒车。
At this time they went back.
重新拿起捕鱼的器具。
And they picked up their tools to go fishing.
重新回去当得鱼渔夫。
And they went back to being fishermen.
完全忘了耶稣给他们的托付。
They completely forgot about the mission that Christ gave to them.
是得人如鱼。
Is to be fishers of men.
是要成为属灵的渔夫。
Is to be spiritual fishermen.
有时候我会这么想。
Sometimes we think like this.
彼得跟随耶稣三年多。
Peter followed Jesus for around 3 years.
不知道他是怎么混过来的。
They don't know how he survived through this time.
他曾大言不惭的很大很骄傲的说。
He very proudly said that.
我永远不会跌倒。
I will never be influenced.
就是我要跟你同时，我也不会不认你。
If I'm with you, then I will never forsake you.
可是我们都知道，过了没多久。
But we all know that after a little while.
他这些大话都变质了。
All of these words became useless.
连续三次，他不认耶稣。
And three times he denied Jesus.
否认说我跟耶稣是同一伙的。
And then.I'm willing to say that I am with Jesus.
而且还说我不认得那个人。
And Jesus said that, oh, I don't recognize him. Peter said, I don't recognize him.
弟兄姐妹，彼得是不是很糟糕？
Brothers and sisters, isn't Peter very, very bad?
你觉得呢？
How do you feel?
那我们呢？
What about us?
我们是不是我们也是在混基督徒？
Are we Christians?
常常我会听到啊，很多的基督徒在感叹说，他的生命时有起，时有落。
So often I hear Christians say that his life is up and down.
感叹说，我对神的信心啊，总是上上下下。
And that my faith in God is always sometimes good, sometimes bad.
然后在他的信仰生活当中，常常就卡住了。
And in his faith, there's often a time of that they're stumped.
我们跟彼得面临的问题是同样的一个问题。
The problem that we face is the same as Peter.
没有成为新造的人。
Is that we don't have a new life.
没有让主全然得着。
We haven't been fully taken by God.
彼得在那个时候，耶稣离开他们。
When Jesus left Peter,
好像不懂也不关心啊，什么叫主爱他，他爱主。
He seems to not understand what it means that he loves God and God loves him.
他只关心的是属世的事情。
He only cares about what he can receive on the, in the world.
是肉体的事情。
Things of the flesh.
回去捕鱼，结果啊，什么都没有得到。
And then when he went back to being a fisherman, he received nothing.
他没有捕到鱼，但是耶稣没有让他失望。
He didn't receive anything when he was a fisherman, but God didn't disappoint him.
还让他大丰收。
He still let him receive a lot.
捕到153条的大鱼。
And to receive 153 big fish.
但是之后，耶稣挑战彼得。
But after a while, he challenged Peter.
约翰的儿子西门。
Simon, son of John,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
因为耶稣他要彼得明白的一件事情。
Because God wants Peter to understand something.
靠自己的彼得，靠自己的西门，永远就是西门。
The Simon who relies on himself would forever be the fallen Simon.
唯有信靠耶稣，让主全然得着。
Those who trust and fully are taken by Christ
才是新造的彼得。
Is the true new Peter.
愿意放手。
Willing to let go.
让主接手。
And to let God.
愿意放手，然后让主接手，这样才是一个爱主的人。
In order to let go and let God control your life is truly loving Him.
也是主所爱、主所用的人。
Is also this is the type of people that God loves and God will use.
是一个活在基督里的基督徒。
People who live in Christ.
他不会忘记主一切的恩惠。
They won't forget all the blessings God has given them.
跟主之间会有同在的亲密关系。
And they will have the relationship of being with Christ.
我家我们现在是跟我女儿他们住在一块，三代同堂。
Right now I'm living with my daughter. We live three generations in the same house.
好多年前是儿子他们一家跟我们住一起。
A few years ago, it was my son that's living with us.
那时候有一次媳妇陪着儿子他们出差。到上海去。
One time my son was going on a business trip to Shanghai.
两个礼拜的时间啊，由我们来陪伴和照顾小孙女。
So in during that time was 2 weeks that we had to look after our granddaughter.
好几次他看到我就叫了几声了，爷爷爷爷之后。
After a while, my granddaughter called me grandpa, grandpa.
就静静的依偎在。靠在我的旁边撒娇，撒娇听得懂吗
？Yeah, so he came and she came to whine to me.
很可爱啊，也很令人喜爱。
It was very cute and adorable.
我们祖孙两个人常常会坐在楼梯啊，楼梯的那个一层一层的那个阶梯上。
Me and my granddaughter often sit on the stairs.
那时候唯一的感觉就是拥有那种同在的亲密关系。
At that time, I feel like we are together and we have this relationship of love.
享受彼此之间那种爱的关系。
And that we can really be grateful for this loving relationship.
我们基督徒和神之间关系就是像这样子。
Our relationship with God should also be like this.
爱尽在不言之中。
That our love should be close like no other.
跟神共享片刻的那种宁静是非常美好的。
The time that we have to be with God is very beautiful.
只要在一起，那就够了。
As long as we are together, then all is good.
回到彼得，他还有另外一个问题。
Going back to Peter, he still has another problem.
他不太知道什么叫做主门徒。
He doesn't really know what it is to be a disciple.
他经历了耶稣被逮捕、被审问。
He experienced all the experiences he had with Christ.
判死刑、钉十字架。
He experienced Christ being crucified.
死了，尸体不见了。
And that he died and that his body disappeared.
所以他慌了，怕了。
Because that he was back then he was afraid.
闹跑了，逃走了。
And he ran away.
只能顾自己。
And can only look after himself.
只想自求多福。
Only thinking about what he can receive.
从前三年多他跟随主，是主说了算。
Back when he was following Christ for those 3 years, Christ had the authority.
现在主不在了。
Now Christ isn't there anymore.
我自己来做主。
And now he is his own authority.
他的做主是决定什么？好，我回去捕鱼。
In his own decision, he says, "Okay, I'm going to go back to being a fisherman."
但是主耶稣再一次与他相遇的时候
，But when Christ met him once more,
提醒他
reminded him.
约翰儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
弟兄姐妹，我们当中可能有传道人，有慕道，有平信徒。
Among us, there may be pastors. There may be a lot of different types of Christians.
有同工，有教会的领袖。
There's leaders. There's members of the council.
不管你信主或者参与教会的服事有多久了。
No matter how long you've been a Christian or how long you've been serving in the church.
主耶稣今天都要问你同样的话。
Christ will ask you all the same question.
某某人，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
因为他所关心的就是跟随他的人。
Because what he cares about is those who follow him.
爱他有多少，有多深。
Is to how deeply and how much they love him.
事实上，主耶稣要得着你，得着我的，跟他要得着彼得的是完全一样。
It's the same as that he wants to have us, the same as he wants to have Peter.
就是更多更深的爱。
Is to have a more abundant and more deep love.
超乎其他人事物的爱。
And to be more than any love on earth.
没有一个任何一个基督徒是例外。
No Christian is an exception of this.
爱主更深，或许不是那么容易。
To love God Jesus deeply is not that easy.
但是主已经应许我们。
But God already promised us.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝吗？
Who can separate us from God's love?
难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？
Is there any disasters or any pain?
是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？
Is there any starvation or any hardships?
赤身裸体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Is there any dangers or swords or other people?
然而，请我们一起来念然而之后好不好？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。主耶稣给我们这美好的应许，靠着爱我们的主，我们就可以得胜一切。
God gave us this promise that through relying on Him, that we through relying on His love, that we can work through all of this.
我们就可以爱主更深，爱主更多。
And that we can love God more deeply and more abundantly.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank God.
没有任何人事物能够使我们这些新造的人
that nothing on this earth and no hardships
使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Can never separate us from God's love.
所以无论你在什么样的处境当中，
So no matter what hardships that you are in,
希望你能够像这一首诗歌所说的。
We pray that this you can be like this hymn.
我读第一节就好啊。我愿深爱我主，爱主更深。我心向主倾吐，愿主听我，求主安慰我苦，让我深爱我主，爱主更深，爱主更深。第三节跟第四节，你们就一面听一面就看就好哈。爱主更深。More love to the
To love God more deeply.
这一首诗歌的作者
The writer of this song
叫做伊丽莎白Prentice.
Her name is Elizabeth Prentice.
她写这首诗歌的时候
When she was writing this hymn,
并不是说她在很顺境的时候，很顺利的时候。
She wasn't in a very peaceful or well time in her life.
她那时候是经历到两个儿子。相继的死了。
At that time, she was experiencing the death of her two sons.
碰到这样的悲剧之后，她心灰意冷，好像非常的痛苦那种样子。
She was going through a lot of pain during that period of grief.
那时候她的丈夫安慰她说。
And then, at that time, the Bible comfort her.
正是这样的时刻。
It was through these times
显得神的爱更深。
That you can really experience God's love deeply.
正像我们对我们爱孩子一样。
Just like how we love our child.
所以她拿起圣经来读。
So she picked up the Bible and read.
知道我不应该看环境。
As I should not look at my surroundings.
我应当仰望神。
I should always look up towards God.
当她的心境有转变的时候。
And as her attitude and her heart changed,
她的心中体现出爱如更深这一首诗歌来。
She truly understood, love me more deeply, this hymn.
所以她是在逆境的当中。
It is through her hardships,
让她更深的体会到爱主更深。
To more deeply understand what it means to love God.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣爱你。
Brothers and sisters, Christ loves you.
主耶稣喜欢和你在一起。
God, Christ wants to be with you.
他要让你靠主得胜有余。
He wants, she wants you to be with, to rely on him and to be conquerors.
但是请你不要忘掉。
But please do not forget.
主耶稣他也在等候你这一个新造的人更多更深的爱他。
He's waiting for your new life to love him more deeply.
第二个我们要来看的是爱主的人是一个乐意服侍人。
Secondly, we're going to look at how those who love Christ are willingly to serve Him.
我想请问大家，刚刚我们所读的经文里面
，Brothers and sisters, I would like to ask you the passage that we just read.
主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”是在什么时候
？Christ asked Peter, "Do you love me? When was this?"
是一个早餐的约会的时间。
It was at a time of breakfast.
这个早餐的约会有烤鱼，有烤饼。
Breakfast involved grilled fish and grilled bread.
但是很特别的是，主耶稣为他们来预备早餐。
But what was more special is that Christ prepared this meal for them.
然后邀请这是他的门徒说：“你们来吃早餐的。”
And he welcomed his disciples to eat with him.
亲自拿给他们吃。
And to give them this food himself.
弟兄姐妹，想想那个画面。
Brothers and sisters, imagine this.
如果你当时也在场的话。
If you were there at that time.
主耶稣为你预备早餐，拿给你吃。
That Christ prepared breakfast and fed it to you.
你接了之后，你是什么感受
？After receiving this, what are your feelings?
你会不会觉得受宠若惊
Will you feel very grateful?
或者觉得很惭愧，不敢接受
？Or you feel a bit awkward and unable to accept this?
主耶稣跟他的门徒一起用早餐，是一个很感人的画面。
The scenario of Christ sharing a meal with his disciples is very moving.
因为他知道彼得这一伙人，他们的属灵生命当时已经软弱到不行了。
Because Christ knows how weak their spiritual lives were at that time.
所以他们才会走回头路，好回去捕鱼。
So that's why they went back to their old lives to be fishermen.
主耶稣也了解到，他们经过整夜的捕鱼，没有捕到任何一条鱼。
And Christ knows that throughout their whole time of this stage of being a fisherman, they didn't catch any fish.
很疲倦，很沮丧。
They are very tired and very sad.
但是耶稣没有责怪他们。
But Christ didn't say anything about this to them.
他没有说，我不是要你们去普天下传福音吗？你们老是怎么老是学不会？
He didn't criticize them, saying, "Didn't I tell you to go preach the gospel and don't go back to your old lives?"
他也没有责骂他们。
He didn't criticize them like this.
你们放着传福音的正经事情不做，跑来这里捕鱼，真差劲。
He didn't say that, "Oh, you're so terrible. You didn't do what I told you to do, but you went back to being fishermen."
而是发出一个很温暖的邀请。
But instead, it was a very warm welcoming.
你们来吃早餐。
He said to come eat breakfast with me.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们看到我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹在属灵上有软弱的时候
，As we see our brothers and sisters have weaknesses in their faith,
你会怎么做
？How, what would you do?
会不会用责备的口气来教训他们？不应该这样，不应该那样。
Would you criticize them, being like you shouldn't be like this, you shouldn't be like that?
会不会要求我们的弟兄姐妹说你不应该有软弱的表现
？You should, or should you tell them that you shouldn't have weaknesses?
耶稣没有这么做。
Christ did not do this.
他体恤这一群不上道的门徒。
He understood the hearts of his disciples.
先赐给他们满满的一个网子的鱼。
And he first blessed them with a full net of fish.
然后为他们预备早餐。
And prepared breakfast for them.
服侍他们吃饭。
And to work for their breakfast.
之后才开始跟彼得谈心。
And then afterwards he talked to Peter.
以爱来触摸彼得的心。
And to use love to penetrate his heart.
教导彼得爱的功课。
And to teach him the homework of love.
爱主和爱人。
To love God and to love people.
服侍主和服侍人是不能分开的。
To follow Christ and to follow people, or to work for Christ and to work for people cannot be separated.
主耶稣曾经跟他的门徒说过
，Christ once said to his disciples，
我怎样爱你们， how, 你们也要怎样相爱。
How I love you, you shall love each other。
他早餐的侍奉就是在表达这样的，我怎样爱你们。
During this breakfast, he was showing him how he loves them。
在爱中服侍他们。
And through love, he serves them.
栽培他们。
And to disciple them.
得着他们。
And to receive them.
他所做的是什么？就是喂养、牧养。
How he did this was to feed them.
这实在是我们每一个基督徒都该学习的一个榜样。
And through this, us Christians should learn from this example.
愿意去服侍其他的肢体。
To want to and willingly serve.
我们每一个基督徒都应该靠着圣灵的力量、圣灵的能力去喂养、去牧养。
Every Christian should rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to feed other people.
发自内心说爱，我愿意。
And to say in their heart that love, I am willing.
然后实实在在以爱的行动去服侍别人。
And at any time to use love to serve other people.
不只在教会里面用爱心彼此来服侍。
Not only in church that we can use love to serve one another.
在家庭，在学校。
At home, at school,
在职场，在亲友之间
within family members, any scenarios.
在也同样的要用爱心去服侍他们
similarly, in these scenarios, we should use love to serve them.
这就是耶稣所说的，你们也要彼此相爱。
This is what Christ says to serve as I have served you.
让人因此来认识到说你们果然是耶稣的门徒。
And that through this that they can know that these are the disciples of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当年耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
Brothers and sisters, when Christ asked Peter, do you love me?
今天他也要问我们。
Today he is asking us as well.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
如果我们真心的爱主，
If we truly love Christ,
我们一定能够用爱去服侍人。
We should be able to use this love to serve other people.
用爱去饶恕人。
To have mercy upon other people.
用爱去化解仇恨。
To use love to take away hate.
因为主说，
Because Christ said,
人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
If people said I love Christ but hate his brother, he is lying.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，
To not love his brother,
就不能爱没有看见的神。
Then he does not love the Christ that he cannot see.
爱神的也要爱弟兄。
To love God is to also love your brothers and sisters.
所以我们作为基督徒
，So as Christians,
我们不仅是一个新造的人
，We are not only one with a new life.
也会有服事的生命
，We also have a serving life.
就是爱神也爱人
is to love God and to love people.
但真心的爱神和爱人不能光用嘴巴说
But to love Christ and to love people isn't only verbal.
如果是这样的话、
If it is like this,
那不过是明的罗想的薄
Then it is only very shallow. It is a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal means nothing.
这是哥林多前书里面的话、哦、爱的真谛那一章所讲的，像明的锣响的钹啊，很大声，大家都看听得见，但是一点用处都没有。
It is like a clanging cymbal. Everyone can hear it, but it really has no use at all.
我没有真正爱的行动。
We didn't have the actions of love.
把爱见证出来。
And to be a testimony of love.
如果我们用基督的爱，我们去服侍那一些软弱的。
If we use the love of Christ and we serve those who are weak,
困倦的、无力的。
Those who don't have much and those who are going through hardships.
微不足道的、不值得我们去爱的人。
Those people who seem unworthy of our love.
我们就能够更明白主耶稣所说的话。
If we do this, then we can truly understand Christ, what Christ said.
这些事情你们做在我弟兄中最小的一个身上。
And through the small actions that you do to your brothers and sisters,
就是坐在我的身上。
You do so unto me.
在差不多二十年前
，About 20 years ago,
在台湾有一件很重大的刑事案件。
In Taiwan there was a very big event.
这个案件是一个艺人。他是一个歌星啊，艺人的女儿被绑架，然后又被杀掉。
This big event was when a very important person's daughter was kidnapped and also killed.
这个罪犯，这个犯人，在逃亡的当中闯进了一个民间的人家。
This criminal, as he was escaping, he ran into a house.
这个房子是一个南非的武官的家。
So this house was an African military person's house.
他们跑进之后，他跑进去之后，就把这个家庭里面的成员拿来当人质。
So when he ran into this house, he took all the people in the house as what are they called?
人质，英文怎么讲？
As hostages. Thank you.
Okay. 然后这个人质就是父亲、母亲还有两个女儿。
So these hostages are the parents and then two daughters.
当在跟警方在对峙的当中很紧张的时候，突然间。两边都开枪了。
When they were communicating with the officials, suddenly gunfire.
所以这个南非的外交人员跟他的大女儿被子弹打中受伤。
So the father and the eldest daughter were hit by bullets.
这时候这个逃犯他同意警方说好把这两个受伤的人送到医院去。
So the criminal agreed to send these two injured people to the hospital.
但是还是不准另外两个没有受伤的人离开。
But he wouldn't allow the other two uninjured hostages to leave.
就是南非这个外交人员的太太跟他们一个十二岁的小女儿叫 Christine， 仍然被留在里面。
So the wife and the daughter called Christian were still hostages in the house.
这个 Christine 其实是。他们所领养的女孩不是他们亲生的。
So Christian, this 12-year-old daughter was actually adopted and not their own child.
当时警方为了救她，曾经跟这个逃犯要求说放人。
So when the police were asking him to let go of these hostages,
但 Christine 她说我要留下来陪我妈妈。
But Christian, they asked for just Christian. Christian said, "No, I want to be with my mom."
他说：“如果只留下妈妈，
He said, if only my mom is left.
陈金星就是那个犯人啊，他可能会杀了我妈妈。
She said that he might kill my mom.
我非常爱妈妈，我决定我要留下来陪我妈妈。
Because I love my mom, I decided I want to stay back with her.
然后在紧张和害怕的这样的等待的当中
，And through nervousness and fear of waiting,
Christine 拿起桌上的纸和笔
，Christian took up the pen and paper from the table，
在那边画画
，and started to draw。
最后画了这样画出来
，and she ended up drawing this picture。
这个画里面啊，我不知道你看得清楚看不清楚，中间有几个字啊
？I don't know if you can see, but there she wrote something in her drawing。
她画一个大十字架，十字架的正中间，她写了。I love God.
So she drew.
我爱上帝。
She drew a cross, and in the middle of the cross, she wrote, "I love God."
然后她拿着画好的这张纸。
After holding up this piece of paper that she drew,
头都不敢抬起来了，慢慢的走到这个恶人的面前。
Through fear, she carried her drawing towards the criminal.
把这张图画。给他
and gave him this piece of drawing.
轻轻地说，耶稣爱你，用英文讲的啊。
And she said very softly, Christ loves you.
他没有把握到底这一个罪犯听得懂听不懂他所说的英文。
She doesn't know whether he can understand what she's saying.
他也不知道。那一个人看得懂看不懂他所画的图的意思。
She also doesn't know if he can understand the meaning behind her drawing.
当然，他不敢抬头，也没有注意到那时候这一个犯人他的错愕感动的表情。
Of course, she was too scared to lift up her head, so she couldn't see the expressions on the criminal's face.
后来电视台播出一段，他们打电话进去这个。罪犯他跟电视台的记者的对话。
So after a while they showed on the TV the conversation that the criminal had on the phone.
他们打电话进去的时候，这一个坏人他这么说。
When they called the criminal, he said.
那个女孩刚刚送我一幅画。
The little girl Christine just gave me a drawing.
我很感动啊。
I'm very moved.
他画十字架给我看。
She drew the cross for me.
还告诉我
and told me,
耶稣爱我
that Christ loves me.
耶稣我不认识
I do not know who Christ is.
但是这个小女孩很勇敢
but this little girl is very brave.
我很感动
I'm very moved.
等这一个事件最后结束的时候
after this event ended,
所谓结束就是这个母女都被救出来犯人也被逮捕
so the ending was that the daughter and the mother was saved and then the criminal was caught.
结束之后 Christine 她这么说
after little Christine said,
原先我是用画画要来告诉上帝我爱我爱他，我爱上帝。
Before I wanted to draw a picture saying that I love God, a communication with God.
我相信不管发生多重大的事情
，I believe no matter what happens,
上帝会保护我们全家。
That God is protecting our family.
他与我们同在。
That He is with us.
但是当我画完之后，我看到这个坏人
，But after drawing this and I saw the criminal,
我很难过。
I was saddened.
我觉得他很可怜。
I feel like he's very sorrowful.
就像圣经里面所形容的那这个失落的灵魂
just like as described in the Bible the spirit that is fallen
好像爸爸曾经讲给我听的那个故事
it's like the story that my father told me
走失的小羊
is the lost lamb
他一定很需要耶稣的爱
he also really needs God's love
所以我给他这一幅画我要告诉他说上帝的爱
So when I give him this picture, I want to show him God's love.
让他也明白上帝也爱他。
To let him understand that God also loves him.
上帝会帮助他。
And that God will help him.
虽然他做了那么多的坏事。
Even though he did all these things.
弟兄姐妹，这一位 Christine， 她肯定是一个真心爱主的小孩子。
Brothers and sisters, this little Christine must have been someone who really loves God.
她活出了那种 被主所得着的新造的人的生命。
The life that she lives as someone who is received by God.
她也真心的爱人。
She truly loves people.
用祷告，用爱的行动来服侍她身边的人。
Through prayer and through serving those around her, she shows the testimony of God's love.
她爱她的爸爸、她的妈妈、她的姐姐。
She loves her mom, her dad, and her sister.
她不单为她自己当时的情境来担忧、恐惧来祷告。
She not only prays during her fear.
她也流着眼泪对上帝说。
She also, in her fear, says to God.
亲爱的上帝。
Dear God.
爸爸和姐姐他们都很爱，都好爱你。
But that my father and my sister really loves you.
我祈求你救救他们。
I pray that you save them.
记得吗？前面我讲了他。爸爸跟姐姐受伤 送走了，他不晓得他们的情况。
Because his dad and his sister were taken to hospital.
所以他祈求上帝说：“上帝，你救救他们吧。”
So he prayed to God. She prayed to God, saying, "God, please save them."
不要让我对你失望，好吗？
Please don't let me be saddened over this.
不但如此，他还爱害他们一家的这一个坏人。
Not only this, but she also loves the family of the criminal.
用祷告，用怜悯来看待他。
That through prayer and through mercy that she faces them.
来对待这一个失落的灵魂。
This is how she faces this fallen spirit.
弟兄姐妹，主关心我们每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, God cares for each one of us.
不是在你的属灵知识有多少？
Isn't on your theological knowledge.
你的属灵的恩赐有多少？
Isn't based on how many blessings you have.
属灵的经历是不是很多？
Isn't on your spiritual experiences.
我们的主更看重的是我们爱主的心有多少，有多深。
God looks more upon how deeply and how abundantly you love him.
爱主更深，没有捷径。
Through loving Christ, there is no other alternative.
问题在你愿意还是不愿意。
The question is whether you are willing or whether you are not willing.
愿意什么呢？
To want to what?
愿意顺服主。
It is wanting to follow Christ.
愿意顺服主，愿意降服于主。
It is to obey him and to follow him.
所以爱我愿意，刚刚我们前面有唱过的这一首诗歌。
So the hymn that we saw, Love, I am willing.
到后半段的地方。
Towards the end, second half.
我愿意降服，我愿意降服，在你的爱中，我愿意降服。
Is that I am willing to follow, I am willing to follow, and in your love, I am willing to follow.
你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中，你是主，你是我的主。
Is that you are my Lord, you are my Lord, in your embrace, you are my Lord.
我特别再念一次，就是要你注意到这边。
I really want you to take notice.
我愿意降服，唱了三次。
Is that I am willing to follow? They sing three times.
但是有时候在唱歌的时候，我愿意降服，会听起来像什么？我愿意享福。
So when we sing this part in Chinese, it also sounds like I am willing to receive a lot of blessings.
基督徒要享福，没错，因为神要祝福我们。
For Christians who want blessings, that's understandable.
但是降服是在享福之前。
But to follow is before receiving these blessings.
你要降服于主，你才可以享福。
You must obey and follow Christ to receive these blessings.
降服于基督就是爱基督。
To follow Christ is to love him.
在这个副歌这边还出现了同样的话三次。
In the chorus, they also said three.
你是我的主。
Three phrases saying, "You are my God."
我们要降服基督，就要先接受你是主，你是我的主。
As Christians, we must say confidently that you are Lord.
这样的话，我们才能够以基督的爱去爱人。
Then through this, we can love as Christ loved.
就好像这里有一句话说的。
Just as it says here.
我爱基督，因为他是基督。
I love Christ because he is Christ.
因为他是主。
Because he is God.
然后我因为爱基督，我才可以去爱人。
Because I love Christ, then I am able to love people.
当我们愿意降服在基督十字架上的光和爱的时候
，And that as we are willing to bow down before God's cross and His love,
我们成为新造的人。
That we become a new
成为新造的人，成为一个爱主的人。
And that we are reborn and we are able to love Christ.
唯有爱主的人才会去服侍人。
Those who love Christ are able to serve.
这样不但自己享福。
And then those so not only through this we can follow.
别人也享福。
And that we can also follow.
自己蒙神祝福，也别人因你来蒙福。
And that we can be blessed through God, and then through us others can be blessed.
弟兄姐妹，当我们听到这边啊，已经有一个啊很清楚的图画了。
Brothers and sisters, as we see a very clear picture,
你愿意不愿意降服在主的面前
？Are you willing to follow Christ?
你愿意不愿意去爱人
？Are you willing to love others?
当然，你要爱人，要先爱主。
And of course, before loving others, you must love Christ.
我想。在这里诚心地邀请你做一个祷告。
I truthfully want you to make this prayer.
你可以看得到这里哈。
You can see.
这个祷告就是很简单的。
主
啊，我爱你。
This is a very simple prayer. Starts with God, I love you.
我愿意降服。
I am willing to follow.
求主助我能爱你更深。
Lord, pray that I can love you more deeply.
因着你的爱。
And through your love.
我也能爱某某人
and that I can love
这个某某人、当你自己祷告的时候也你不能讲某某人要把他的名字说出来
when you say to love others you can say specifically someone who is maybe more difficult to love
如果那一个某某人是过去曾经伤害过你的人
if that specific person is someone who has once hurt you
让你有那种难以承受之痛
that they hurt you
让你很难去爱的一个人
and they made it very difficult for you to love them
你更是需要求主帮助
you should even more pray that God can help you
让你有信心有力量和勇气做出这样的祷告
that you have courage and faith to pray this prayer
弟兄姐妹请问你愿不愿意做这样一个爱我愿意的祷告
brothers and sisters ask you are you willing to make this prayer of love
如果你愿意的话，闭上你的眼睛，或者你看着这边都可以哈。很简单的一个祷告，你就是照着这样来祷告。
If you are willing, you can close your eyes or look up onto the projector and pray this prayer.
最后就是把那一个名字念出来。
And to say this name that is so difficult for you.
我没有要求你要大声的说。
I don't say you have to say it out loud.
你轻轻的祷告。
Just pray in your heart.
我们的主他知道。
Our Lord will know.
好，我们就用一分钟的时间，安安静静的，你做这样的一个祷告。
Let's quiet our hearts in prayer. Once Christ asked Peter,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
他的回答是说,
His answer was,
主啊,是的,你知道我爱你。
Yes, Lord, you know I love you.
如果主耶稣问那一个女孩 Christine,
If God asked that little girl Christine,
Christine, 你爱我吗?
Christine, do you love me?
相信她的回答也肯定是,
We believe that her answer, of course, is also,
主啊，是的，你知道我 Christine 爱你。
Yes, God, you know that I love you.
弟兄姐妹，今天主耶稣也要问你。
Brothers and sisters, today Christ also wants to ask you.
某某人，你爱我比这些更深吗
？Do you love me more deeply than these?
你将怎么回答
？How will you answer them?
某某人，你真心爱我吗
？Do you truly love me?
你会如何回答
？How will you answer?
让我们以诚实无畏的心，在爱你的主的面前来说出你的心声。
Let's answer truthfully from your heart.
这样的回答你每天都可以做。
That this answer, the same answer you can answer every day.
不是只有在教会，在你的家，在任何地方你都可以做。
Not only at church, but at home or any place.
回答你的主。
And that you can answer God.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
The question that do you love me more deeply than these?
你真心爱我吗？
And that do you truly love me?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
That you love us.
你愿意来担当我们的罪。
That you are willing to take upon our sin.
让我们成为一个你的儿女。
And to be your children.
主啊，感谢主你丰盛的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your abundance of blessings.
主，求主也让我们的心能够被您打开。
Lord, we pray that our hearts can be open to you.
当你问我们你爱我吗的时候，我们懂得怎样来回答。
And that when you ask us, do we love you, that we know how to answer.
求你让我们得着你的爱。
We pray that we can receive your love.
也求主你让我们得着的爱能够以爱来对待别人。
We pray that the love that we receive, we can also love others in the same way.
主啊，让我们能够成为一个拥有爱也能够分享爱的基督徒。
Lord, we pray that we are one with love and one who can share love.
求你先让我们降服在你的面前。
Lord, we pray that we can first bow down before you.
成为一个新造的人。
And to have new life in you.
成为一个愿意服侍人的人。
And to be one who is willing to serve others.
当我们信心不够的时候。
And that through our days.
当我们觉得我们做不到的时候。
And as we feel that we cannot do this.
求主你帮助我们。
We pray that you help us.
你圣灵赐给我们力量。
And that your Holy Spirit can give us strength.
让我们愿意来爱神，来爱人。
That we are willing to love God and love others.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.